from the odd beheading to be a place of complete sensual fulfilment. Even delight itself was Turkish. Almost 50 years later, there came a chance to expose my childhood fantasies to the harsh glare of reality. In the first spring of the new millennium, I met up with Roger Mills, director of many of the travel programmes I've done, at a pub opposite Notting Hill Police Station. Over a pint or two, he suggested a journey through Francophone Africa, those huge and empty countries from Cameroon northwards, once loosely federated as part of the French Empire. Rarely visited by British television, they might provide fresh pickings and new discoveries. I got home, unfolded a map, and saw one word spread across most of these countries. Sahara. The French Empire was interesting, but it had come and gone. The Sahara is a potent, evocative reality. It's also one of the world's great brands. No one name so completely epitomizes an environment. Oceans can be Atlantic or Pacific or Indian, mountains can be Himalayas or Andes or Alps, but if you want to convey desert, you only have to say Sahara. A self-contained, homogeneous, identifiable world, uncompromising and irreducible. In other words, a challenge, and by no means an easy one. As big